Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing a new development. The National Association for Single and Divorced Families, NASDF, has launched a program called Support Insured, the first insurance product aimed at protecting child support and alimony payments. This idea raises some interesting legal, financial, and practical questions for anyone in family law. So, what is Support Insured and how it's proposed to work? The first insurance product of its kind designed specifically to safeguard child support and alimony payments in the event of involuntary job loss, short-term disability, or death. So, the concept is to ensure non-payment of court-ordered support. If the paying party fails to pay, the insurance steps in. So essentially, insurance can act as a safety net, reducing the uncertainty for the recipient, but it also introduces complications. What is the scope of the coverage? Is this morally a problem? What are the costs? Where are the limitations? Because oftentimes when support is not paid, it is because they don't want to pay it. So that is what normally happens. And maybe they quit their job so they don't have to pay, or they start working under the table cash and trying to avoid that. That's pretty hard to insure against. So, you know, when they say job loss, is that really what's the extent that's going to cover? So I'd be very cautious on going and getting this type of insurance without knowing a little bit more. And I think that it opens the door, you know, as far as getting that enforcement. And, you know, how would courts treat insurance payments, right? Say you are paying the insurance and then you get the payments. Would they count as support? I really don't think so, because it would be income. But if the person who owes child support, let's say the dad, he bought the insurance and then now it's covering him when he can't, I think it would count. So I think it really would just depend who's got the insurance and who's been paying for it along the way. I think, you know, ideally it sounds really cool. I just don't know how it works in reality, so I guess time will tell. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 117, Child Support Explained by a Divorce Attorney. Thank you for listening. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.